Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam important topics in GCSE biology, cell metabolism. This covers three big ideas: enzymes, respiration, and digestion. And trust me, once you understand how they all connect, so much of biology just clicks into place. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know, from the core concepts to the sneaky mistakes that cost students marks every single year. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get into it. Let's start with enzymes because they are absolutely central to everything in this topic. An enzyme is a biological catalyst. What does that mean? A catalyst speeds up a chemical reaction without being used up in the process. And the key word here is biological. Enzymes are proteins. This is a fact you must state in the exam. If a question asks, what are enzymes? Your answer must include the word protein. Now, enzymes are proteins made of long chains of amino acids. These chains fold up into a very specific three-dimensional shape, and that shape creates what we call the active site. The active site is the region of the enzyme where the substrate, that's the molecule the enzyme works on, fits in. And this is where the famous lock and key hypothesis comes in. Imagine a padlock and a key. The lock is the enzyme, the key is the substrate. Only the correct key fits the correct lock. In biology, only the correct substrate fits the correct active site. When the substrate slots in, we call this the enzyme-substrate complex. The reaction happens, the products are released, and the enzyme is unchanged and ready to go again. Now, here's the really important bit for the exam. Enzymes have an optimum temperature and an optimum pH. The word optimum means the best, the ideal. At the optimum temperature, for most human enzymes, that's around 37 degrees Celsius, our body temperature, the enzyme works at its fastest rate. But what happens if you increase the temperature above the optimum? This is where so many students lose marks. At very high temperatures, the enzyme becomes denatured. The heat causes the bonds holding the protein in its shape to break, so the active site changes shape. The substrate can no longer fit. The enzyme no longer works. And here is the critical exam point. You must say the enzyme is denatured. Do not say it's killed. Do not say it's destroyed. Enzymes are not alive, so they cannot be killed. They are denatured. Write that word in your exam, and you will earn the mark. Similarly, if the pH moves too far from the optimum, the enzyme can also denature. The wrong pH disrupts the chemical bonds in the protein structure, changing the shape of the active site. Right, let's move on to respiration. Respiration is the process by which cells release energy from glucose. And I want to be really clear about something. Respiration is not the same as breathing. Breathing is the physical process of moving air in and out of your lungs. Respiration is a chemical reaction happening inside every single cell in your body, every moment of every day. There are two types, aerobic and anaerobic. Aerobic respiration uses oxygen. It is an exothermic reaction. That means it releases energy to the surroundings. The word equation is glucose plus oxygen gives carbon dioxide plus water. And the energy released is used to make ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is the cell's energy currency. Think of ATP as the rechargeable battery of the cell. Every time a cell needs energy to do something, contract a muscle, send a nerve signal, build a protein, it uses ATP. Aerobic respiration is highly efficient. It produces a large amount of ATP per glucose molecule. Now, anaerobic respiration happens when there isn't enough oxygen. This is less efficient, it produces far less ATP, and the products are different depending on the organism. In humans, anaerobic respiration produces lactic acid. The word equation is glucose gives lactic acid. You might have felt this if you've sprinted hard and your muscles started to burn or ache. That's lactic acid building up. It's also why you keep breathing heavily after exercise. Your body needs extra oxygen to break down the lactic acid. This is called the oxygen debt. In yeast, anaerobic respiration is called fermentation, and it produces ethanol and carbon dioxide. The word equation is glucose gives ethanol plus carbon dioxide. This is the process used to make bread. The carbon dioxide makes the dough rise, and to make alcoholic drinks. Now, a really common exam mistake is mixing up the products. Humans make lactic acid, Yeast makes ethanol and carbon dioxide. Please, please do not swap these around. Examiners see this error constantly. Let's finish the core concepts with digestion. Digestion is the process of breaking down large, insoluble food molecules into small, soluble ones that can be absorbed into the bloodstream and used by cells. The three main macromolecules you need to know are starch, proteins, and fats. Starch is broken down into glucose by the enzyme amylase. Proteins are broken down into amino acids by enzymes called proteases. Fats are broken down into fatty acids and glycerol by enzymes called lipases. Notice the pattern. Insoluble molecule, enzyme, soluble products. That's the key idea. The products need to be soluble so they can pass through the wall of the small intestine into the bloodstream and then be transported to cells where they can be used. For energy via respiration, or for building new molecules. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip number one, command words matter enormously. If the question says state, give a short factual answer, one or two words or a brief phrase. If it says explain, you must say how or why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says describe, say what happens using correct terminology. Tip number two, always use the word denatured for enzymes at high temperatures. Never say killed or destroyed. This is the single most common mistake in enzyme questions, and it costs candidates a mark every time. Tip number three, when writing word equations, include all reactants and all products. For aerobic respiration, glucose and oxygen on the left, carbon dioxide and water and ATP on the right. Missing any of these will cost you marks. Tip number four, remember that aerobic respiration is exothermic. Examiners specifically reward this term. If a question asks you to describe aerobic respiration, include the word exothermic. Tip number five, do not confuse the two types of anaerobic respiration. A useful memory trick is, humans make lactic acid, both start with a consonant. Yeast makes ethanol, both start with a vowel. Or even simpler, think of a yeast roll. Yeast makes bread rise because it produces carbon dioxide, and it also makes alcohol. Tip number six, for graph questions on enzyme activity, be ready to describe the shape of the curve. As temperature increases, rate of reaction increases up to the optimum, then decreases sharply as the enzyme denatures. Use those exact words in your answer. Tip number seven, for six mark questions, structure your answer clearly. Cover all the key points, don't just repeat the same idea in different words. Examiners are looking for breadth of knowledge as well as accuracy. Time for a quick quiz. I'll ask the question, you pause and think, then I'll give the answer. Ready? Question one, what type of molecule are enzymes? Answer, proteins. Question two, what is the name for the region of an enzyme where the substrate binds? Answer, the active site. Question three, what word describes what happens to an enzyme at very high temperatures? Answer, denatured. Question four, what are the products of aerobic respiration? Answer, carbon dioxide, water, and ATP. Question five, what does anaerobic respiration produce in humans? Answer, lactic acid. Question six, what does anaerobic respiration produce in yeast? Answer, ethanol and carbon dioxide. Question seven, what enzyme breaks down starch? Answer, amylase. How did you do? If you stumbled on any of those, go back and review that section. Those are exactly the kinds of facts that come up in exam questions. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today. One, enzymes are proteins with a specific active site. They work by the lock and key mechanism. They have an optimum temperature and pH. High temperatures denature them, change the shape of the active site so the substrate no longer fits. Two, aerobic respiration is an exothermic reaction. Glucose plus oxygen gives carbon dioxide, water, and ATP. It is highly efficient. Three, anaerobic respiration in humans produces lactic acid. In yeast, it produces ethanol and carbon dioxide. Both produce far less ATP than aerobic respiration. Four, digestion breaks insoluble macromolecules into soluble products. Starch becomes glucose. Proteins become amino acids. Fats become fatty acids and glycerol. Five, in the exam, use precise language. Denatured, not killed. Exothermic, not just releases energy. active site, not just the enzyme shape. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.